Before we begin the shiur, we have a kasha. Svi Shapiro asked me a great kasha, and it's mitamidei osu mikulam. From his kasha, he maybe gave a possible suggestion to something which we spoke about yesterday. We had no solution, and thanks to Svi's kasha, maybe there's a good solution. He asked me the following kasha. I have a whole shtickle Torah to explain the machlokas.
This meeting is being recorded.
The machlokas, the Maharil and the Mahariv, with respect to Lag BaOmer falling on Sunday. I think that's a very nice explanation, but the problem is there's going to be a steamer in the Rambo. Gewalt. The Rambo writes in Simon Tov Tzadi Gimel, Siv Beis, Ve'ein listaper ad Lag BaAtzmo, Falomi Be'erev. Who said so? Maharil. Oh, that's great news. That works out Lashitoso, according to my whole shtickle Torah. That the Maharil holds that that Motzei Shabbos would have been Usur, and therefore we can't be matured on Friday, Lam and Aleph B'Omer, because we get stuck. Because we have this klal, once you matter something, especially in your, of Minig, you're not going to go back. Right? It's based on the Ran who says it even in Medina. That was a whole piece from last week. Fine. But then, the Ramah says that if Lag BaOmer was on Sunday, we shave on Friday, the Kvod Shabbos. Who's that? Who's that? I see a nice typo in my Mishnah Berurah. Maharil. No, Maharil asked it. It's Mahariv. I just noticed this typo myself. What is your... The one we had said had the correct text. It said Mahariv. This Mishnah Berurah, which is supposed to be a pretty good one, in Piskei Chazanish, so that part is great, but they had a typo where it says Maharil. It's really Maharil. Maharil disagrees. So Tzvi asked me, the Stira and the Ramah. The Maharil is consistent. He asks both. The Mahariv is consistent. He's matter both, but the Ramah sells for himself. If it's usher on at night of Lag BaOmer, so should according to Achesh, it should have been usher on Friday. What are you going to do with Motzei Shabbos? Here's my answer. I told Tzvi. It's true that the Ramah would like to follow the opinion of the Maharil and Asa Leil Lag BaOmer for shaving. The Mishnah Berurah says there's some of you makel, but when it comes to covered Shabbos, every chumrah is a cool and covered Shabbos. So with respect to covered Shabbos, to order to be able to shave on Laban Aleph Omer, he will rely on the theory, at least in theory, on the psak of the Mahariv, the Motzei Shabbos is mutter. And therefore he allows it on Friday and stops, it ends. It's true, if Lag BaOmer is on Tuesday, he'll take it away till Tuesday morning. Because, you know, what's the difference? Might as well wait a little bit. That's my pshat in the to answer Tzvi's kasha. So I thought that's the answer to yesterday's conundrum. We had this wild idea. The Gemara has Misabel Ola Misabel Imo, and the Minig is not that way. But the Tassus is accustomed to keep until Shabbos. Mat Patom, until Shabbos. You know, whoever heard such a thing, they keep Avelis till Shabbos and it stops? So it's the same answer. The same answer is very nice to be Machmer Mikra, then you don't have to because it's a Mechila. But the Minig is nice to send some place to be Machmer. That's very nice. Until it comes at the expense of Shabbos. You can't be a machma at the expense of covered Shabbos. So it has to stop before Shabbos. Once it stops before Shabbos, it stops completely. Because even before Shabbos and on Shabbos, it doesn't apply. It's not going to resume. So I thought, thanks to Tzvi's kasha, of a possible answer. Good. This is old stuff. Today's main topic is Rechitza. Let's review. Rechitza is also for 7 days. There's a minig not to take a shower for 30 days. In my humble opinion, that minhag should not be kept anymore today because everyone's at istinus. Even in 7 days, it's a problem. I'm told Rabbi Wolf was asked a very serious question about this on Friday and didn't answer completely, which is a wise thing. But the psak of Yom Kishul of Woodmere is one psak, and there's a different psak. I heard a conversation about that. The Gemara says not everyone who says istinus really is an istinus, and I think that ideally, I was in Shiva twice in the summertime. Summertime is not so easy. But we didn't shower for a week. We survived. We survived on a healthy dose of deodorant. Which I told you, in my opinion, deodorant is permissible. Even though Rabbi Felder, for some reason, I don't understand why, and Yisodei Smachos wants to answer it. And when I called him on it, he said, he spoke to Yiddish, a mensch hat noch ein tata. A person only has one father, so if he's mapper for that week, what about covered abrius, Rabbi Sai? If a guy doesn't shower and doesn't know the owner for a week, whoa, it could get a little bit, I won't finish the sentence. It could be a little bit unpleasant for those around you. You shouldn't be machmed with someone else's cheshman. They had to keep social distance even without corona. Anyway, so I thought that should be, that's the way how to handle that situation. Fine. We'll come to that if we have a chance to open the Shulchan Aruch. We'll leave that soon. But in terms of the lumdus, we started the sugya yesterday in Masechta Tainis, and I read you a ritva. And the ritva said, it's a machlokas ha-sugyas, because I didn't have a chance at all to open the Gemara in Pesachim yesterday. Because that was a shame, because we ran out of time. So Rabosai on the Maramakoma says the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim. Fascinating Gemara. Pesachim Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Says Gemara like this. Towards the end. Last five lines. You know, from now on, I mean, Rosh Chodesh Av is upon us. And, tomorrow night's with Rosh Chodesh Av. Be a lot of Tisha B'Av Dekasugis. Just, you know, works out that way. That's the way it works out. Says the Gemara, Osalo la'odam sheyoshit etzbo b'mayim b'tisha B'Av kiderech she'osalo she'etzbo b'yom kippurim. You can't put your finger in cold water even. Same as Yom Kippur. Meisvei, ein bein tishin vav letanis tibra, l'shazasa basiz malacha, tibudas his malacha, b'mach v'shenagu, v'lachol d'vayim zeviz eshovin, ilaga betanis tibra, tanya, sh'amu ha'osa b'ruchit alam, v'lachol gufo, ha'vapon av yod, v'ragl av lo, nu, rebbeinu shalaylam. What is tishin vav? It's like what do you mean tanis tibra? It probably means like a gshamim tanis tibra. You know, that's the other kind of tanis tibra they used to have. It didn't rain. So Tisha B'Av is like that. It's like that. The bottom line of Rashi, Kosagadata ben lehoka ben lehachmir. Amalochom Tisha B'Av mitanis tibu v'tanis tibu tanya the pon of yoda raglev is mutter. Nu, Amar Papa, Tana kuli kuli katani. What do you mean kuli kuli katani? Rashi says, Kol hanish ein bein chad Tana amrinu v'kuli kuli nakat bereisha Tana ein bein Tisha B'Av Chayom Kippurim Bechatchila, which is a Sveik of Vechule, Sefer Tana and Tisha B'Av Kam Mitanis Tibur, Alin Yemalacha, Uvechumer the Chomer Tisha B'Av Mitanis Tibur, Lo Ayri Yachi. We're not discussing it. The Tedek Minay Zev is a Shavin, the Olam Erechitza Tisha B'Av is Taka Chomer. Fine. That's a Sugya Segemara, a nice Sugya. Frank Toysmas. Below Rabbi Loza, the Yosel, the Hoshe, the Spo, Mamayim, without Rabbi Loza. What do you mean Rabbi Loza for? Rabbi Loza is the one who said you can't even put your finger in water. It's anyway, Shemer. The Betisha B'Av, L'chol HaPachas Kol Gufo Asra Afila B'Tzonah. That's for sure. He's Mechadish even one pinky. For sure, the whole body's Asra B'Tzonah. Who B'Tanis Tiba Muta B'Tzonah. And before Shigemara and Tainis, Taf Yud Gimel, that we saw yesterday. So this is the Kasha which Tosfos asks. It's a very beautiful Kasha. And the Brisker Rav has a beautiful piece to answer this Kasha. How can you resist saying over Brisker Rav when it's so on point to our discussions? We'll see. So the Brisker Rav in Hilchos Tainis discusses this issue. Mosuk Midvash. This is what he says. Hanira Loma. Tisha B'Av has two dinim. I told you this at the end of the shiur yesterday. Tisha B'Av has two dinim. One, Tainis Tibur. Two, Avelus. He proves it from the various Gemaras. I see more Tainis Taf Lamed. Kol Mitzvah Sanogos B'Avel Nogos B'Tisha B'Av. A rechitza is also B'Tisha B'Av for two reasons. Tainus and Avelus. It's Mefurish and Shas and Gemaras and Rashis without going into all the problem. It should be fairly obvious to us that this is correct. And he quotes the Gemara that we saw yesterday, Amar Arafim, on Tainus of Gimel, Kosho, Mishum Avel, Gon Tisha B'Av, the Avel also Ben Becham and Ben Betzonin. Where the head of the Gam Rechitza and B'Tisha B'Av through Mishum Avel. What? Says the Tainus Taf Lamed, Kosho, Mishum Tisha B'Av also Lech Obosav, also Lishtos Yayin, also Lirchot, spiritual rashes of the Kaimelah Shashudim Avsekis. And all Machloikos, yes, no, maybe so. So you get an impression, Shudim Avsekis, it's already Avelus begin. It's also Berchit of Vesicha, Kmotishma Viatzmo. That's the Yisra Avelus, he's still eating. Okay. Oh, but it's Yisra Rechitza too. If it's only Avelus, only Tzonin Kol Gufo. Tishma, even one finger, that's the Yisra of Tainus. That's Rebbe Loza. Fine. Good. Fine. And of course, the Rambam. There's a typo on my Maram Makomos. I apologize. Perikei Alecha Yud. Not Yud Tes. Also brachitz ve mecham ve betzon afil tzehoshes ba b'mayim ve also besichot tzatanek ve sinas tzatanek ve tash mita ke yom ha kipurim. Doesn't say they didn't. He tells you why they didn't so. Tish like yom kippur for off chamesh esinuyim. And the rabbis perish and mishnah and the tainus as well. Oh, zeh yisod Rabbi Loza said gam bisur de brachitz shemishum tainus ein din tishbav kishar tainus tibur. Even with the din of tainus, it's different. Oish. Even in a tainus, it's different. Why? A tainus team is only called gufo. But it's like Yom Kippur. Tafila esbo achas also. Ooh, 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 so sweet. In the loch, in the realm of tainus tibur, it's not like other tainus tibers. It's like Yom Kippur. Oh, now we have the mom psukha beautiful. The big in a raya from Rabbi Loza of the Brisa. Ein bein tishu yom kippurim, malchol dvarim zezer shavin, shmamina. Tishu zeh Yom Kippur. And call Isurei Tainus. Frek the Gemara. Ain't Beit Tishvav Tainus Tzibur Dvei Meshavim. You see that Tishvav as a Tainus Tzibur is like Isurei, like a regular Tainus. Even Tainus Tzibur, so it should be only called Gufo. As it's Tulik, Kulik, Kulik, Atari. Ain't a Chinami. Tishvav is like Yom Kippur for Rechitza for call Isurei Tainus. Word not for Abba Lazar. It says that Tishvav is like Yom Kippur. There's no, you don't have to say kuli kuli katani. Why? Enochinami, the tishuv of shavu lechol mila the tainus tzibur linyan eisurim shemak was tainus. Ah, it's different. Ruchitzos kol gufa betzona. No, that's avelus. We're discussing avelus in the sugi mesech the tainus. That's avelus. Meir de gavar. The gemara works. Umiyushevus hate the kushata. You have to read it a few more times to see how beautiful the Brit Gavar's pshat is. Fine. Adkan. The brisker off, and although, oh, I see one more thing I want to tell you, but this, forgive me for interrupting, but I just couldn't resist showing you that the kasha I had yesterday is the Orcha Shulchan. I told you I was mechaven to Rabbi Karp. Let me just read it to you. It's on page Tov Kuf Lamed Ches. If it looks like it's the very beginning of the book, it's not a mistake. He has two volumes, and he starts in the middle of the page, the pagination. Remember I had it at the Orcha Shulchan. The Orcha Shulchan says, Yushalmi, it doesn't say Al Oretz, but some of b'mechilas kvodo. You see, I had the same refresh. The Orach Hashulchan Gadol Hador. Hayushami lo mari klal b'yeshiva lakakal b'kfiras amita. Mamash would like my kasha that I had already asked 10 years ago. I see Baruch Hashem, I was mechamed Rabbi Karp. A kasha Orach Hashulchan. You saw it. It reminded me to bring before I forget these things to complete. Fine. So we have the Brisker Rav. Some of the Brisker Rav said. Now we have to go back now to the Halacha Lemaisa. It's almost Tisha B'av. Rabosai Halacha Lemaisa. I mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday, I had Mechokzer by Felder, Ben Akotze al Akotze, in the Bir Halacha, I think it's also in the Ma'am HaKomis, Tof, let's see, is it on? Is it? Should have been. Oh. If it's not, I made a mistake. Well, maybe it is, I just can't find it quickly enough. The Bir Halacha is the Nichos Tisha B'Av. Talks about this very nakuda, Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. It's not here, it should have been here. Okay. Well, anyway, let's look to, if those who have it, I'll read it to you. Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. I may have read it a little bit yesterday already. At least refer to it. Discusses this question. Sichel Harvas Azuma on Tishrei, Halacha Lemaisa Mamish. Mary Bona Miklish, but if not, we're in trouble. It says the Mechaba Sicha Eina Asur Ela Shel Tanug. Avamish Yeshacha Totten Berosho, Soch Kedako Venachoshish. So there are three, Rabbi said, there are three levels. I mentioned at the end of the Shi yesterday. This Eina Shel Tanug, this Chatotten Berosho is the most kal, that's medicinal. And then the Sicha She Eina Shel Tanug. And then the Sicha Shel Tanug. So the Bialacha has a fizep poshut to lahavres azur mamutter. Period. Like by Tanis Tibur. Mefurish, right? It's true. The Rambam says also earlier. By Avelis also. The Gua quotes Yerushalmi. Mefurish. Besimen Tariyad. Herlala mechaba lahatik was aloshet shekosib basma biyordea to lahavres azur mamutter. Why didn't he say it? He only is matta chatotin. Chatotin is medicinal. It implies fakert. Lahavres azur is asur. Should have said that. Kitzibel Lashona. And he quotes the Lechem Mishnah in Tainus Perikei Alocha Yud. Says that. Gra. The lo kamata Yehuda shiratzala havas avas aser. Where do you get it from? Before she Gemara. Ein ben tishav le yom kippurim. She the sveka aser for zeh mutter. Ayin sham. And the brisa and the Bavli argues on the Rishalmi. Okay. They said, Bavada and Litchos, Brysa, who would be fierce, Rishami, Rishami, Makomas, because it's a diktuk. And it's no right at all. Why? Hakavada, the Dvarim, Shosu, Betishra, Vachita, Vesicha, Osu, Afilu, Lirchot, Everechot, Lahosha, Tzbo, Bamayim, Olosav, also. That's true. Kamosh, Yom Kippurim, Pedav, Kshah, Sikh, Shotanak, Avasikh, Shane, Shotanak, Loos, Riklau. And he quotes the Tainus, Aflamin, Oval, and Tishabov, Oval is Mutter. So Tishma should also be Mutter. No! We just proved in the Briskerov it's not true. And we also proved in the Briskerov that with respect to laws of Tainus Tibur, Tishma is not like any other Tainus Tibur, it's like Yom Kippur. And therefore it seems to me that the Mati Yehud is correct. It's against the Mefurash Gemara. So that's what I told you yesterday. The footnote on the Ritva, let me open it again one more time. The footnote on the Ritva, 807, that I asked you to see in the Sechta Tainus. Let's get it. Okay. Again, what's he going on? He's going on, the Ritva says over here, in Masechta Tainus as follows. Osir ben mechamen ben mitzonen. It's Rafam speaking. Osir the gamri, I feel ever rechod. Lo polega my damer abelazar. Os l'adam shoshit etzba b'mayim, but tishabav k'derech shasav b'yom kippurim. For lo I see the hachol l'asim b'plukta. Ah, no machlokas. You know, seems to be machlokas. No. 807. Tamar Ramban b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak mimulins. The Rafam Rappapa b'shem Rabbi Yechizta cholek l'rab alaza. It's a machlokas. And a machlokas has been known to happen in this world. You ever hear machlokas on Maroyim? So I thought, once you said it's a machlokes, I'll have a different machlokes. And the machlokes is, what's the status of Tisha B'Av? What kind of status does it have? Again, let's open the Gemara one more time. Let's see. Tainus Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We saw it yesterday, see it again today. Omar Rafram Barapapa Rav Chista Kol Shem B'Shem Ovel Kol Tishba V'Ovel Osu B'Mechama B'Mitzona Kol Shem B'Shem Tining on Tainus Tibur V'Chama Osu B'Mitzona Mutter. Period. You get an impression that the issue over here is an issue of Rafram is saying that Tishba is like an Ovel. Tishba is like an Ovel. So then there may be certain leniencies. Leniencies. The Ritva himself says, no, it's not arguing with Rabbi Lozer, again, who says, also the Adam, Lahoshe, that's Baal, B'mayim, B'tishrav, Kedar, Shasav, Yom HaKippurim. There doesn't seem to be any machlokes. That's one's a Pesukim. Pesachim was a Pesukim. Tainus. But the Talmud Ramban says, it is a machlokes. The Rav Raf never said Etzbo b'mayim ben osur on Tisha B'Av. He should have said so. Right? He doesn't say that at all. It gives the opposite impression, right? So you could say, based on Briskerov, that he's only talking here about Hilchos Avelus, right? And Hilchos Avelus would taka be mutter, and he's maskim to Rav Elazar in Hilchos Tisha B'Av midin Yom Kippurim. But you could also say it's a machlokes. If it's a machlokes, why not make the following suggestion? The same machlokes could apply in Hilchos Sichah L'Havras HaZorma. That it's true, the Yerushalmi says it's mutter beferish. The Yerushalmi goes with the Mahalach that in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, as a Tainus Tibur, it's like any other Tainus Tibur. Any other Tainus Tibur, it's mefurish, that it's mutter, it's in the Mechaber, it's in the Rambam, no problem. However, the Mati Yehuda learns that no, that the fact that the Mechaber himself was only Mata Chatotin, not Mata L'Havras HaZuma, indicates that if you follow the opinion of Rabbi Lozer, that the halachas of Taina Sibur by Tisha B'Av are not comparable to plain rain Taina Sibur, Taina Yos Sibur. Rather, to Yom Kippur, the same as by Yom Kippur, Osel Hosha Esbar B'Mayim, so too by Tisha B'Av, and the same by Yom Kippur is Osel Harvas Azuma, so too by Tisha B'Av. So the Fiyani is Daiti, you should be Machmer, like the Mati Yehuda. Now, I'm not a big Machmer. No, but what do you do, Rabbanan? Cover the Abrius. So I'm a Machmer. I hold against the Be'al Loch. I hold you should follow the Mati Yehuda. A guy has a kasha from a Gemara or Yushalmi. They're only a diktuk. It's not a diktuk. It's a whole shtickle Torah with the Briscoe Rav, with Gemaras and Sugyas and the Talmud Ramban. That's just a diktuk. There are machlokesin over here, right? And if it's true, as the Briscoe Rav said, that Tisha was like Yom Kippur and Hilchos Taina Sibur, right? He's not discussing my case. I got to tell the truth. The Briscoe wasn't discussing Sichel Haras Azuma. He's talking about putting your finger in cold water. But the logic dictates it should go together. That Tisha B'Av and Hilchos Taina Sibur is like Yom Kippur Digger Taina Sibur, not a rainfall Taina Sibur. And therefore, the same as you can't put your finger in water, you shouldn't be allowed to Haras Azuma either. That's my logic. Even though I hate to be a machri on people, especially in Tisha, I hate it. Oh. But before I sign off on this Chumrah, I have a cooler. I can't leave you in a lurch, I must say. It's covered abrius even for one day, not only for 7 days. Again, so I said, Rabbi Felder and I were, as I said before, he's a wonderful man, Baron Felder, a wonderful man. He wrote beautiful svarim. He was writing English books before it was popular. And his very first book, ask your father to get it for me. I can't find my copy at home. It's called Yesodei Smachos. I think it's in the library today. Not today. Oi. Call him now, this second. Yesodei Smachos by Baron Felder. I had it in my house. I got a free copy. Yes, a free copy. And the story has to do with the next Maramakoma sheet, which is still here. Let me give it to Benjamin right now before I forget. The next Maramakoma sheet talks about the sugya of Godel Abayis, world famous sugya. And I had a halacha lemaisa situation going back to the late 70s. Rabbi Felder's book was already out then. Out then, there's nothing was out then. This is before anything. Between more than 40 years ago. And he's a psak there, but someone who went to Eretz Yisrael and came back, and when he finished the shiva, and he passed on the chumrah, and I called him up, and I said, I never met him before. I said, you know, it's against the shach. So, you know, most mechaber svarim, when you call them up, they right away, they throw you off, they say, yeah, you must be wrong. He was such a humble person, he said, you know, let me look it up, I'll call you back. I was very impressed already. Then he called me back the next week. He said, you know, you're right. The Rebbe, it's against the Shach, but I heard it from the Rosh Hashiva, from the Rebbe, from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. So you hear from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, you know, we don't play games. So I have to find out whether that's really true. I said over the story at Rabbi Felder's Levaya, another amazing story. Rabbi Felder passed away fairly young. He was a Rebbe in Philadelphia for many years. We became friendly. We were in the Kuf K together at one point. And then his daughter married a Tamar from my shul. So we became, he was taken to Eretz Yisrael, and I was coming from Riverdale to the Five Towns, and I was a van full of family members. I said, no, I have to stop by. It's the same time. I stopped by, and they just gathered around, and no one was saying anything. Remember, Kalman Epstein Shlita was there. Other people he was friendly with, he has a son who's in the Shara Torah, I think, very friendly with. So there was no one saying anything. I said, no, say it. So he asked me to speak. I was only there for 10 minutes. But in those 10 minutes, I said a few nice things about this wonderful man who passed away. And I have to speak to Rabbi Kalman. He dings it with me. He said that even Rabbi Felder says that Rabbi Moshe is against the Shach. He wanted to forend him. Speak to him. Ask him what he told me something, but I was in the middle of running. I didn't write it down. I forgot the story a few years ago. So Rabbi Kalman sending many, many talmidim here apparently this week. Apparently we're being overrun by Shara Torah. We have to figure out how we're going to... I put Yisrael Wolf in charge today of the compiling a list. Miva Mia Holchen. Who's going to stay here? Who's going to have to commute? We don't just have enough room. So we'll ask him a question. We'll get to the next sugya. I'm just mentioning this in passing. So he says it's also for an oval and mutter for Tisha B'Av. And I said it's mutter for an oval and also for Tisha B'Av. So we still remain good friends. He's a very wonderful man. Anyway, so let me get to Akula. How do you define Sikha? The word Sikha, right? There's Rechitza and the Sikha. Where do you draw the line between Rechitza and Sikha? But this has to do, aside from what we spoke about until now, with an amazing discussion, because you understand this comes up not only on Tisha B'Av, not only on Avelis, but also Yom Kippur itself. Yeah? Tosin suggests in the Sechta Yuma, an interesting svara. Sikha Kishtiya. Yeah, Yom Kippur, in Tisha B'Av, you can't eat or drink. So Sikha Kishtiya, well, Sikha Kishtiya in a totally different context. By Truma, by Koyin, but you know, how far you go with it, this is unknown. It's unknown. So in Yom Kippur, we paskin, also lasak lahavas azuma. It's before Shri Rishalmi. Wait a second. But Rechitza is mutal lahavas azuma. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. Psaka the Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Yom Kippur. Explains the Netziv, you know why? Because Sikha Kishtiya. Wow. Can you imagine that? Rechitza is only Shari Nuyim. We can be Makel if you're La Razuma, you're dirty. But Sikha, it's like a Shtiyah. Shtiyah, whatever. Now, wait a second. Tosis is Matir Sikha She'ena Shultanag B'Yom HaKippurim. So the Nesiv explains. They say it's against the Yerushalmi. Why? Because according to the Yerushalmi, Chatotin B'Rosho and Eino Shultanik are identical. And they're both us in Yom Kippur. It's Yerushalmi and Brachas. Tosfos, here, I read you with Tosfos. I have a Bavli and a Yerushalmi in front of me in Brachas, I believe. Tosfos and Brachas, Tazayin and Medbeis, discusses this. This is my opening shiur in the Avelis shiur. So you should have heard this at the very beginning. Istinus ani. Remember that? That's where the whole riff comes from. That Anila slides the Rabbanon, and the riffs you see from here, that is Avelis Doraisa, Yom Rishon, not Yom Rishon, right? The whole discussion that we had. So Tosfos over here suggests as follows. Istinus ani. Iket sar lohoya roches, teinu also the ruchos bi meyevlo, and the mishum tainin. Vegam lochav rosho, we used to hear bruvia bereshe shori. I feel a tok shiva. Means right over here. Perk Bez and Brooks. Halochas Ayin. Oval Osir Berchitza. Hadad the Tema Berchitza Shultanu. Aberchitza Sheena Shultanic Mutter. So Tosfos equates from the Yerushalmi Chatotin Berosho with Eina Shultan. We just got to say it's not true. You have three levels. Chatotin is medicine. Right? So, what's going on over here? The Gemara says Beferish Ayin Zayin and Yuma Chatotin Berosho with Mutter. So we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. We don't pass like the Yerushalmi. That's what the Nesiv says. But it's very difficult. Chatotin Berosho Mutter is enough for the Braisa. And how can the Yerushalmi argue with the Braisa? Yerushalmi is only a Talmud. I'm more than argue with the Braisa. Here's my pshat. So the Yerushalmi and Brachas. No. Hold on. Yerushalmi and Brachas Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. Here we go. The Yerushalmi and Brachos is the following. Tosfos quotes it. What? Rechitza bechatotin beroshim. If you don't have Yerushalmi, if you have a Bavli. What? Says the Yerushalmi, Obloser Rechitza. Hello, the tame of Rechitza Shultanag. Abba Rechitza Shena Shultanag. Mutter. Kadoda Itmar. Chatotin beroshim. They're talking about Rechitza. So when it comes to Rechitza, Shalola Shem Tag is mutter by another. Wait a second. But the Yerushalmi says Beferish and Yuma, and Sikha Lahavar Sazuma is Usr, I was a Braisa, Olochatotin, is Mutter. So, what's going on? So, Chatotin is more Kal than the Shem Tanag, Shalol the Shem Tanag. I just told you, it's medicinal. So how can the brachas, how can the Rishami prove for one to the other? Here's my chiddush. When it comes to sicha, we can make a distinction. Chatatan is refuah, and that's mutter. Laharvas azuma is asa. Yishami says a beferish and yuma. But Yishami and brachas told my rechitza, and rechitza did the same. Why? Why should it be the same? What's the difference between one and the other? I repeat. Why should chatatan berosho be the same as Enishal Tanu when it comes to Rechitza, and now when it comes to Sicha? That's my question. So I have a potential answer based upon a Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, Perigim Alokotes. Here we go. Also, loss of mixas gufo, kakol gufo, ben sicha shaltanik, ben sicha shena shaltanik. If you're whole chatata berosho, then it's okay. Clear distinction, right? Then Hilchos Shvisas Asa. Fine. Well, how do you explain this? Listen to this. I mean, it's chol shem basakon, of course. Yesh basakonah. Is Pshita explains the Rabbeinu Manoach as follows, that this idea I read you the words Alpha God Gabi Rechitza Ki Agav Nashari Mefurish Kni Gemara, if your hands are dirty it's Rochas Kedako Lo Dami, says Rabbeinu Manoach. Tahasam derech kol odam bein oni bein oshir lichot yodav v'mayim shemu luchlochos v'akol yodin d'lo l'tanukam b'chavin abal hocha ein derech l'havir lichluk zuha mas yadayim ayin esicha zulasi ish oshir harach v'honug v'lo minkar milsa de l'havir zuha makovin ele mishim tanug u'mishim hochi asur abal batanis tibur not tishabav ein asur esicha ala shal tanug. The came in the Rabbanan who lo echmiru bo, except Tishrei was like Yom Kippur, as you saw earlier. This is a chiddush of the Rabbeinu Manoach. So we can say fundamentally it's the same. It is the same. I guess in the tziv sicha kesh, not sicha keshtia. No. The machar by sicha is considered shel tanug unless it's proven otherwise. Yeah, it looks like unless chatotin, it goes to the doctor. But by rechitza is the head of shelo l'shem tanug. It's obvious lo l'shem tanug, so it's the same as chatatan berosho, which is mutter for the exact same reason. And a special kul of refuah, that's Yerushalmi and brochas by rechitza, they're the same. So there's no stira. Yerushalmi and yuma chatatan is more kal v'lahaver es hazuma. That's the sicha, and brochas is the same by rechitza. Meridik. That's very nice. Oh, that be the case. We go back to the hilchos tanus where we came from. Again, we come back where we came from. What does it say over here? In Hilchos Tainus, the Rambam writes as follows. Toba Tishabov, Osir Besicha Shaltanag of Venila Sastan of Tashmita, Kiyoma Kippur. Frank the Lechemishta, Yom Kippur, Sicha Sheena Shaltanag is Osir. And how can he compare Tishabov to Yom Kippur by Sicha? Yeah, that's one of the Lechem Mishnah's kashas. So I saw in the Masifta Gemara on Yuma, based on Rabbeinu Manoach, Sikha Sheila Tanik should really be Mutti Yom Kippur too, like all the Chatotin. Lemais it's also because it's not Nikar, Lavas Hazuma, it's treated that way. It's not also fundamentally. That's a little bit of a stretch. But Alocha Lemais, I told you before. The machlokas of Mati Yehuda and the Biralacha, I think we should be machmir. But how do you define sicha? So I saw Rabbi Osai in the Piskei Tshuvos, beautiful sefer in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. He said, "You know what? I'll be mati like the Biralacha." On that basis, he says you can use what he calls in his language hatozas choma rechoni alaguf neged reach radazeya. Call it a spray deodorant. He's mad to spray the odorants because he followed the bir halacha. The fiani is daiti. Spray the odorants is not called sikh at all. Sach is b'shemen, oil, olive oil. A spray of the odor is just this water. Psh, it's just water. It's a totally liquid. It's totally liquid. I saw interesting in Tuf Reish Yud Dalet in the fancy Oz V'Hodah Mishnah Berurah, which we have downstairs. You can look downstairs in Abay Spanish. We have it there. Look it up. Tuf Reish Yud Dalet Sifkat and Aleph in the fancy Mishnah Berurah. What about May Bosem for Rechitas HaKohanim? Is there a Kohen in the house? In Eretz Yisrael, they still wash it with the scented water some places? You weren't Zohar, Yehuda Dov. Scented water. It was a custom, no? I guess there's no money anymore. I guess maybe in Chutzot, we only did it a few times a year. Scented water. So can you use the scented water on Tisha B'Av? It's a machlokes haposkim. Is that Sicha, because it has a nice smell? Or is it Rechitza, because it's porous? I think it can be made on that Chayla. So therefore, in my opinion, even though I'm passing like the Matiyud against Sibir Halacha, but to spray the orange is Muzo, because it's not called Sikh in the first place. It's called Rechitza, Lahavar Sazulma. But to stick the odorant, oh, that is Sikha. So in my opinion, to stick the odorant is not allowed on Tisha B'Av, even though the Bir Halacha is Mekel. Either Bir Halacha is Mekel. I thought it should be Asr. I saw the Macheshes also holds that it's Asr. I'm not the only one in the whole wide world besides the Mati Yehuda that most people don't exactly know who the Mati Yehuda is. But the Macheshes, we all know who he is. But then again, I even had a cool over here. The Macheshes says the same as the Tziv. He throws in Sicha Kishtia, etc., etc. But I have a cooler. If the Rabbeinu Menoach is right, we can be making. Because Rabbeinu Menoach says that fundamentally, Sicha should really be the same as Shtia. The only reason is, it's a rich man's idea. Rich men use a Sicha, and poor men wouldn't do Sicha. Now, I'm not an expert in the American society, but it seems to me that American society allows deodorant is used by all sections of the society. I think. Not only rich people. I mean, I'm not rich. Everyone uses it. So if the Rebbeinu Menoach is right, then even if it's stick deodorant, we have a possible heter lahavar sazum on Tisha B'Av. Ad kan, Rabosai, this discussion. But there's one more thing I want to talk to you about, which is a problem in the sugya of Rechitza, which is as follows. Yes, sir. Removing and preventing. I'm not an expert in preventing Zuhama. I don't know, they claim that some of these deodorants prevent Zuhama. I don't put too much stock in that. I think it just, as it says in the parliament, I'll call Pshom to Chasa Ava. It just covers everything over. I don't think it prevents it.
But I'm saying in a halal.
You mean what they call an antiperspirant?
Well, I'm saying, do you see your
Yeah, it antiperspirant is I don't know what it does. It prevents Zuhama. I don't think it exists. I don't want to spend too much time on it. Maybe it does exist. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I thought there's also the new Sicha Shishan for
auto. Again, I want you to look in the. I looked at home. I don't have it. Please get it as fast as we can get it. Okay. So maybe I'm misquoting him. But I remember I called him up. He said, Menchatanach ain't Tata. He only has one father, so he can be making machma for a week. That's why I can't. Maybe I'm imagining things. I'm speaking from memory of years and years ago. So my memory is, as you know, is not so good. But sometimes it's right. We'll find out. Oh, once we're in time, Shabbat. Yes.
Isn't Shemen also a liquid? What's the chiluk between a liquid spray deodorant and liquid shemen?
No, spray deodorant just pours like water. It's much water. It's water. Shemen is much thicker. Yeah. We have to measure the viscosity, if that's the right term to use. Oh, a fancy word. Remember Rabbi Heinemann, Zolzayin Gesund, was trying to figure out what you could use on Shabbos. It should be in Shavuot. He measured the viscosity, the various dishwashing soaps, you know. We used to say that you get the generic brand, it's so diluted, even if it's behind them, it's mutter. You know, so maybe that's why they diluted the churma, the machmirim, they diluted in a lot of water. Anyway, Rabbi Sai, the top line of Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Masech the Tainus causes interesting issues. Eina Bogeres Rasho Lenavelas Asma Bimeevil Avia. What's this Bogeres? What's this? Sheshayik Betzu Aleha. You want everybody to run after for Shaduchim. Bogeres was 12 and a half. I mean, it's getting old. So some of the posts are related to today's reality and say this cool does not apply to 12 and a half year old girls anymore. When do they apply? I guess it depends what part of the world you're in. I guess if you're in the Hasidic parts at 18, you're ready for sure applies. If you're not part of the world, you have to wait a little bit longer. Maybe wait till 20. I don't know, 19. I don't know. Depends on when you're marriageable. When you're in the parsha, they say. Okay. That's what it says over here. It says the Gemara, Hanara Rasha, my labur chitza. Okay. Gemara says over my. Ilema bechamin, ena begeres Rasha, v'omar Rav Chista, ovalos losha etzbo bechamin. Right? Hello, Akichel Pirchus. Yeah, Akichel Pirchus. A whole discussion goes according to the first Lashon and Rava, of as mutal lirchos kol gufa betzoneh. We pass that it's asur. You don't have to say this way. You can say it's asur, and Bulgaris is mutal to get married. I'll give you a quick summation of the sukkah. Of course, the question becomes, what's the Gemara's kasha? Yilema bechamin. Yeah. Om Rav Chista. What's he asking? What's a kasha? She should be able to get married. So the Ritva asked this question. What's the Gemara's kasha? It's a very interesting answer. The Ritva says as follows. Ritva says, Pirish. This is the Ritva's explanation. Okay, as follows. Keba de marachmi kulei hai be'ovel di alma. Hakabe Bogeres, the Efshla below Nivel, Brichitza Betzonin, Lomanat Lirichos Bechamin. Look, every Aval has to be Machba. You want, she has to get married? You take a cold shower. The date, the guy walks into the house, he walks into the first time and sees his girl sitting there in Avelis after a cold shower, so he's not going to be turned off. Right? So it's not going to hurt her marriage prospects. She takes no shower, okay? A cold shower will be enough. As also the Ritva explains over here, is the top of page column Kuf Yud Aleph and Tainus in our edition. Fine. Now open the Shulchan Aruch. We haven't opened the Shulchan Aruch yet the whole day. Pilei Ploim. How'd that happen? I don't know. Let's turn. Open the Shulchan Aruch, please, everybody. Shulchan Aruch. Shin Pei Vav. Shin Pei Vav. Can't be Shin Pei Vav. Where are they? In the wrong sentence. Shin Pei Aleph. 4-5-5. Shin Pei Aleph Sivav. Isha lo tikho v'lo tefarkes v'meyev lo. Shekol elu asurim Kirchitza. Ve'eshes ish, ena asur el atok shiva. Aval acha shiva muteres bakol kadesh otiskan al baila. What does that mean? What's the problem? So we have to understand, based on what we spoke about a while ago, the pashup shot is Rechitza is head to gummer for everybody. What's going on over here? So we spoke about the idea of takshitim, of removing hair removal, etc., etc., etc. We're not going to go into that part now. We spoke about it already. But what it says over here is Bogeres Sheira Avil Kemesh or Medesli Nasi Muteres Bekichul Lepirgus Avol Asura Birechitza Aschamin Kol Gufa. Okay. Fekta Bekiva Eger. What? Only Rechitzas Kamen Kol Gufa? Look at Rabbi Kiveger. Where is he in Rabbi Kiveger? Come, I can't find them. Here it is. Kelo shenatur. Tamu ali. Amai daike kol gufa. Ha fil upon nei or dev ragle asur bechamin. The mefurish gemar yud gimel amid beis. In name of bechamin. And a bageres rashoy. Amar rav chista aval as lo shetz bo b'mayim chamin. For tzorach li yin godol. Kivega is a very, very powerful question against the mechaber. So, if you look on the side of my Shulchan Aruch, look shutcha sam sofer, according to Pesachei Tshuva, Ziv Kod and Dalet, b'kivega sholach kut shizu l'chasana chasam sofer, v'eshado, t'tzorach la'agia b'divir Shulchan Aruch. Woo! He answered the shver, you have to be magia in the Shulchan Aruch. Wow. Magia, I'll read it, if you don't have the chasam sofer, have it in the divir sofer. The divir sofer is magia, quotes the chasam sofer, it's him in Shin Pei Aleph, Sivkot on Nun He. Okay. So the Ramban says, "Of Avabrachitas Chaman Asura, the Avshe Betzone." The same as the Ritva, it's Talmud's Talmud. The Kavanoso, the Asura Lichos Poneo Dev Raglea Bechaman, Vishim the Avshe Betzone. But the Torah and the Mechaber, Kogufa, is a Tema. Rabbi Kiv Vegas Kash, it's against the Gemara. Chasam Sofa says the only answer is make a Hagor. It's a Tov Sofa. What should it be? Aval Asura Berchitzas Chamin V'Chamin V'Kogufa Betzone. Oh, man. All right. Change the text. Okay. Change the text. It's easy. That's a very hard thing to change the text. So in the on the bottom, Kuf Tetzvav, here's a different answer. The maskana ain isil the hoshe that's bo b'mayim chamin and the pon of yodav araglav. K'mo shirotza loma prima godin. Yeah. He's, have to look back and see earlier. Shulchan Aruch asks kol gufa, but it's also even b'tzonein. Why does it say chamin? So I thought the answer to that question was Bogeri says mutter kol gufa b'tzonein. That's what Shulchan Aruch means, and that's what the Ritva says. That kol gufa is mutter b'tzonein. Arichitzas again. She's Bogeres, muteres. Aval asura b'richitzas chamin kol gufa. So maybe. Maybe Bogeres is Muta Kogufa Betzone. And what about Chamin? I will also Bechitzis Chamin Kogufa as opposed to Tzone, which is Muta Kogufa. What about Chamin less than Kogufa? What's it in? So he says as follows. He quotes Kivegas Kasha. Everything is also Bechamin. So in the bottom, Kuf Tetzvav, he says, the maskona ain't isa l'hoshe etzbo b'mayim chamin, and the pon of Yodav Araglav, as the Prima Gonim suggests. So therefore, that's the contrast. So then it's, what's going to happen will be, that what, mayim chamin, is the pon of Yodav Araglav b'mimutu. What about kol gufo? It's still a little bit schwer. Bekitza, kol gufo is asur, her mixes gufa is mutter. I pona yadev regles also aser. That's not such a big tema. They sell kol gufa to exclude mixas gufa. Bekitzer, whatever it may be. Okay, this is the isug of rechitza. I want to again emphasize that there's a minig. We should see the minig inside. It's important to see the minig inside. I was hoping that maybe some people would say that bizman hazeh, it doesn't apply anymore. I didn't really see it beferish. In the Sif Aleph it says, Chutz is also for a week, kol shiva, right? Ramo, kol zemidina, aval eno asa l'shiva, aval hakach mutter b'chitza, ala shenagu, ha'idna, lesser kol rechitza, kol shloshim yom. Oy vey, en l'shana samina, ki mina kodem, uve nisiyas la piva sikin, gewalt. So what in the world is the reason for this minute? Why are we torturing Am Yisrael? So take a look, first of all, in the Shach. Sivkot Nalef. El Shenogu Ayidna Lesa Kol Rechitza Kol Shloshim Yom. Kein tzarech lomar. He says, no, take out the word kol. Nogol eser rechitzik l'shloshim yom. Kein tzarech lomar, quotes the Levush. V'lo kamosh nitpas v'sforam kol rechitzik l'shloshim. Devadei rechitzik b'tzonon, leka yisur v'klal. No was ever machmir, even me did minik, even me minik, to aser rechitzik b'tzonim for 30 days. Doesn't exist. So the Sir Rabbi Kivega says, explaining Pshat Neshach, it's kol rechitzik l'kol shloshim yom, it means the Ramah is asering two chumras. One, the Mechaber is mati rechitzas ponav yodav aragle b'tzonein, and b'tzad aminig, even that's asur. And secondly, it is man, kol shloshim. So the Shach is magia. That should be kol shloshim, the hainu kol maja also mechaber medina kol shiva, also b'tzad aminig kol shloshim, which means kol gufo b'tzonein, or ponav yodav b'chamin. Of a ponav yodav aragle b'tzonein, Kaim Adina da filu b'toch shiva shor. And when Shach said, v'chitzet b'tzonen leka iser, hana v'chitzet ponen yod v'ragle b'tzonen. Oh my goodness gracious. The posh p'shad in the Shach is not that way. The Shach is matzah or v'chitzet b'tzonen. And Kivek says, no, only ponen yod v'ragle. And he brings the right from the Shach and Shin Tzadi Tess. Whole discussion. It says, the Ramon Arachayim, mutal lirchot svedit polev yom kippur, etc. Even though it asa chol shloshim, what's the problem? Just do it in cold. This is what the Beki Vega says. El Yeraba, based on the Shach, he says, the Ramaz is Hegad Ein Lotzonim Rakhamin, Dila Betzonim Belavachim Mutuk, as the Shach says over here. He understood the Shach, Chitza Betzonim Mutuk Afil Kol Gufo, and he says, no, he had the wrong Pshat in the Shach. I thought El Yeraba's Pshat in the Shach was right. Beki Vega's Pshat is wrong. The Taz goes further than that. What's the reason? Because there's a ruah. The chayshina and dilma asa lemisrik reishe. He's in a coma here after the shower. Also go shloshim. But we pass in its mutter to coma here, so therefore should be no problem. The mashal is tisporis. Ki chen derech anichas lemerchas legalech saros rosho. They're afraid you're going to take a haircut. Wow. Im kein bechalamoy the asa tisporis levi dami rechitza asura mitamze should asa rechitza every chalamoy. No chalamoy is yisal kol olam. Rabban lo yu nechsholim, but avelus yisur ral yochid. He's in yishkach avelus yigalech service kashab bnei odom. He finds a similar story. Rabbosai, today bisman hazeh, a shower has nothing to do with a haircut at all whatsoever, zero. People shower every day, so I thought that the reasons for the chumah don't apply. So showering should be mutter for everybody. On the aside, everybody. However, if you don't like that heter. I saw Rabbi Karp doesn't like that heter, but he's willing to say with a much broader definition of who is an istinis. Oh, because it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel, the Yoledes is his heter of istinis, but he says v'lo kol mi shol mi istinis ani matirlo, and the dafka who she yodua shu istinis and misnag ben akiris lo yirchatz itstar harbe. Not everybody says he's an istis. We don't list everybody. It's the Ramban. It's a tour from Rav Hai Gaon. Could be it's even quoted in the Sugi Masech the Brachas. That's the same Sugi we had before. Tezayin and Beis and Masech the Brachas. That's the Sugi we saw on the very first day, 3 weeks ago. The first Shia was about this Sugi. It's the Sugi of Avelis Doraisa. Okay? So I'm looking here in the Tosfos. I do not see it over here in Tosfos. Perhaps it's in the Rosh. Give me a second. This phrase, they call it from Ramban in Torah Sodom. That's true. That's where it comes from. But if I remember correctly, you can find it here as well. V'lo kolo mistisani mehemen at shiom b'kiyim. You need a bucky to pronounce you an istinus. Rabosai, who's going to pronounce you an istinus? But there's a tremendous kasha here on the Shulchan Aruch, which I discussed with you once before, which is the Gemara is beferish, rochatz laila rishon is istinus. But the first day is usur. But the mechaber over here seems to be completely oblivious to that. Look what the mechaber, what's the mechaber saying over here? The mechaber is saying, look carefully. What's the Mechaber saying? An istinis is mutter. He doesn't say a word about the first day and this is also. It's gefährlich. I told you one teretz before that based upon the Ramban and Torah Sa'adim, they had a minig. I don't know if you remember that teretz we gave you. A minig that they used to wash after coming from the cemetery. A minig that existed in those days. And that minig was something which would be dafka the first day, before the kvura, or excuse me, right after the kvura, because they got dirty in the cemetery. So that minig is what we're talking about, and that minig is considered to be a universally accepted minig. That's fine. But the question will be, that's one answer. But the question will be, it's mefurish in the Gemara, it's Mrs. Usser. Says the Mechaber, says nothing, and the Shach is worse. Sifkan Beis. I feel it be on Rishon. Miu im ein la tzora kolkach ish nachal be on Rishon. What do you mean? It's a mefurish in Gemara. It's a mefurish in Gemara. So again, I told you the teretz I gave you, which is of a more recent vintage, that we're discussing this particular Ramban's custom that everyone did it. And therefore, you didn't have to be pronounced in this and this, because everybody did it. There was a minute, they'd come back from the cemetery and everyone would wash off their zuama. But I saw something, a possible other terutzu. Tosas over here are as follows. I need a slide of the Rabbanu. I own it, it's only with Meiser. Yeah, if it be the Raisa from Meiser, it'd be Machmir called the Tikkun Rabbanu, Kein the Raisa Tikkun. So one could say, that's only Bismana's Meiser Shein. Bismana said, we all taught me, there's no Meiser Shein, you can't eat it. So there's no Gzeh on your mission. Answer number one. Answer number two, the Rosh quoted the name of the Rach, it's only a Heter B'Shas HaTzchak L'Refuah. If that's the case, in Issa D'Raisa, we can't be Matur for Nistinus. That's the Ran says in Yuma, Refuah, that Sharin Yuma is the Rabbanah. But the Ra'ah says over here, if Avelis is D'Raisa, we can be Matur for Nistinus. Why? It's not Rechita Shul Tanakh. I would say it's Hutra, it's not Tchuyah. It's Hutra, not Tchuyah. Why are they Machmir Yom Rishon? Because Isnis is not a Davar HaNira La'ay. Oh. So now, having said this, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch itself, we read it again one more time. One more time, read the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Read it again. Lo komi sha'omer Isnis ani matirilo. L'dafka shu yadua shu Isnis misnai b'nekiyas and l'yuchas yitztar harbe v'yabla de mechush. You got it from the Rosh, I just read to you. Oh. So the Isnis of the Shulchan Aruch, we know for a fact is an istinus, the Ra'ah's reason doesn't apply. It's obvious he's not doing it at the Taina. It's like over Benor Lishma Peirosa, which is permissible, according to the Ra'ah. David's both even be on Rishon. Rabbi Gamliel, in the Mishnah we started with, he was not known that he was an istinus. He had to tell him he was an istinus. They obviously didn't know it on their own. It's also the first day. And Rabbi Gamliel washed by night. Why? To teach you that someone else is also, because we don't believe him, as the Rosh said, as opposed to be more for himself, which is okay. Finally, the third possible might be the Rif and the Rambam left at the Heter Isnis completely. Why? So if you look on the Rivav, printed in the back on the Masechta Brachos, he explains as follows. They didn't pass the Gamma Gamliel. So if that's the case, we can say Fakir. The Isnis of the Gemara is also completely. We don't accept the leniency of Rabbi Gamliel. Shulchan Aruch, somebody Yoledes. Bole de Mechush. That's not a plain istinus. Yoledes. Yoledes is a Yoledes. You know, we can be making many things for Yoledes. This istinus is mut even the first day. That's what the Ramban says. Ramban says, Afilu Yom Rishon Nami Mutal Lechol Mitzta Harbel Bole de Mechush. So if it's Bole de Mechush, mut even the first day. That's the Ramban in the Torah Sa'odom. Read it to you again. So I have my Torah Sa'odom here. Page Kuf Ayin Dalit. Says as follows. Sakona is for surely Mutu. What's he saying? I'm trying to find the right question over here. Is this Vatik a holy God of the zoo? I have to be someone who is on a level of illness, of a higher level of illness. But then he says, I'm just not finding the exact spot. But someone who is bali de mechush is mutter even the first day. It's mefurish in the Ramban. So there are different levels of istinus, and if you reach this level of istinus, it's mutter the first day. And the Gemara, that's it's only matter balayla, that's a lower level of istinus. But if it's a higher level of istinus, would be mutter on the first day as well. Okay, Yom Rishon mutter lechol amitzar harbe uvolide mechush bekach. But even the first day, as I told you subsequently, was a minute of doing it all the time, and that's matzah. We have to stop here. We finish with Rechitza more or less, and we'll start going one by one through the Yisuri Avelis, one by one, until we get to the next, we'll finish them. Again, the ones that are not so complicated. Then we'll start the Mara Makomas, which has two important topics from Amud Beis, the Siyata Dishmai. Okay.
The recording has stopped.